Have you ever read the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha and just wondered, why is Abraham moving so much? Why can't he just go to one place, settle down, maybe pick a nice spot on the side of the highway with his four-door tent reaching out to all sides, good vantage point, just call it a day, he could settle there and everything will be amazing. And yet Abraham starts and goes from the top of the land to the bottom of the land, leaves and goes to Mitzrayim. So one possibility is that Sefer Bereishis is all about Masa Avot Siman L'Banim, that which happened to our forefathers happened to us as well. And as such, what really is going on is that Abraham is foreshadowing the history of the Jewish people. The Jewish people will be on the move. They'll eventually end up in Galus and Mitzrayim. That's one possibility. A second possibility is that perhaps what he was doing was he was beginning to acquire the land. Avram Avinu could have been on the micro, but the Jewish people were on the macro. He could have settled in the land of Israel, taken it, had it as his own land, and the Jewish people would never have had to leave. Of course, there are many set snags along the way that we know of that ultimately land them in Egypt, and it just doesn't end quite the same way. But he could have been going and canvassing the land as a way of being Yoresh, as a way of inheriting the land. It's a second possibility. I want to share with you a beautiful idea I heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav says beautifully, he says that really if you see, everywhere Avram goes, like Krav Hashem Hashem, he calls out to the name of God. How does he do that? Well, by even Mizbeach, he builds a Mizbeach. What's the purpose of building a Mizbeach? The Mizbeach was an institution with which Avram had hoped to teach the Jewish people all about the land, the world that we live in and God. How do you do that? Well, what's Avram's way? Avram's way is that if you feed the people, you give them something, you're going to be able to get into the hearts of people through their stomach. And that's when you can really share with them the notions and all the ideologies of God, the God that we believe in. That's what Avram was really doing. Avram goes and finds places, strategic places, where he builds a mizbeach. The people are taken and attracted by the smell of the fresh meat. And when they come, he teaches them all about God. I once heard from Rabbi Buchwald of NJOP, right, the National Jewish Outreach Program. He said, sometimes we spend so much money on trying to be makariv people, but we don't realize it just takes a bowl of chalent, it just takes a little bit of chicken. You do something like that, you meaningfully engage the people in a way that they want to be there by feeding them, and you're able to teach them. That's really something that Avram teaches us. He teaches us the ultimate way to get to people is through their minds, but sometimes the best way to get into someone's mind is through their stomach. Have a great day.